Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Jury convicts Gillette man of second-degree murder in Cary Avenue shooting. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A Campbell County jury has found 27-year-old Vincent Hackett guilty of second-degree murder in the January shooting death of his half-sister, 33-year-old Haley Martinez. According to Gillette Police Captain Eric Voss, the verdict was delivered late Monday afternoon. The jurors reportedly deliberated for several hours. Prosecutors argued that Hackett purposely and maliciously killed Martinez. The defense claimed he acted in self-defense after she broke into his home. The jury rejected that argument. Gillette police were called to a residence in the 600 block of Cary Avenue around 8 p.m. on January 20th after a neighbor reported hearing a gunshot. Hackett then called 911 and told dispatchers he had shot his sister. Officers found Martinez inside the home with multiple gunshot wounds, including one to the head. She was transported to Campbell County Memorial Hospital, where she was pronounced deceased shortly after arrival. Second-degree murder in Wyoming carries a sentence of 20 years to life in prison. A sentencing date has not yet been scheduled. Wyoming joins National Self-Exclusion Program to help problem gamblers. Wyoming residents struggling with gambling addiction now have a new tool to help put distance between themselves and betting. According to Cowboy State Daily, the Wyoming Gaming Commission has joined the National Voluntary Self-Exclusion Program, allowing gamblers to ban themselves from wagering on horse racing, online sports betting, and skill-based games, either for 1, 3, 5, or 10 years, or for life. The program works by creating a statewide and multi-state ban that prevents casinos and gaming services from accepting bets, issuing comps, or paying out winnings. Wyoming Gaming Commission Executive Director Nick Laramendi says the move gives problem gamblers more control and broader protection than ever before. So far, at least 20 Wyoming residents have signed up. Nationally, more than 100,000 people have used similar programs. Experts caution the program is not a cure-all. Addiction specialists say self-exclusion can help deter some gamblers, but lasting recovery requires counseling and other support. State surveys show that about 2.5% of Wyoming residents believe they have a gambling addiction. Officials say the self-exclusion program is one tool among many aimed at promoting responsible gambling in Wyoming. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.